Welcome back to another exciting episode of Game Week 39. My name is Katechelo Sean Matidza. I'm your host for this show, and you know, as usual, I'm never alone. I'm with Mario, and if you guys are hearing this in the background, you know that is the Anfield anthem, because we are the champions. Mario, welcome back to a very special episode of Game Week 39. Yeah, how's it, bro? How's it?
Yeah, hey, you just couldn't wait, man.
You'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. The best English...
What's happening?
The best football club in England right now.
Yeah, okay, no. We heard you, Kato.
Yeah, no. I'm not done, Mario. 20 league titles. Arne Slot being the fifth ever manager to win it on his first attempt. You know, I think you guys have quite a few there. Carlo Ancelotti did it, Mourinho did it, and Conte did it. But Arne Slot is the fifth to do it in the Premier League. And yeah, we won it currently with, I think we're sitting on 82 points. I think we're sitting on 82 points with four games to go, meaning that the maximum that we can still get is 94 points, Mario, making it the second highest. If we are to win all our games, 3 points maximum, it will make it the second highest league points to win the title, and obviously the highest being us again in 19 and 20 with 99. Mario, those numbers are not small numbers.
What do you mean second highest? Because Man City have won it with 100.
You really?
99.
All right. I take that back.
Man City have won it with 99 as well when you guys finished on 98.
So you're right.
They've beat you guys twice. Where you guys finished on
whatever, Mario. Okay, fine, shut. Sure, right. Thanks for the correction on those numbers, but you're bursting my bubble right now.
Yeah? What's happening, Game Week 39 World? We are back with another one.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Kato and this big gloating over there.
Yeah, man.
It's been a great
weekend. I have to say, probably the best weekend since 2019, 2020. But yeah, I think it was the inevitable.
The COVID trophy, I'm sure that was like...
No, man, we cannot say that, but...
We don't even remember it.
But in hindsight, I can say I look forward to this one with the fans at home. Already the scenes over the weekend was quite special. What the guys were doing there on a slot, you know, giving it back to Klopp. You know, doing that, again, Klopp. I don't know if you saw that on my status I posted there. But yeah, man, Mario, I think this was the inevitable. We saw this. We've been building up to it. Obviously, I've been downplaying it, you know, just trying to wait until it's official. But yeah, your thoughts maybe on just Liverpool overall and how our season turned out. And please don't come and tell us that, hey, just because this and that and that. If other teams are flanking, they're flanking. But Liverpool have been outstanding.
You did send me another meme where Klopp had a funny facial expression and said, Klopp realizing Arne Slot won the league with 82 points when he finished second with 98 and 97 points.
Yep.
So that says a lot. This has been one of the weaker seasons, if I've been fair. Not an exciting title race by any stretch of the imagination. Probably won't go down as one of the better seasons in Premier League history. I think it'll be one of those forgotten seasons, but okay.
Yeah, to you guys, to everyone else, I agree. As a Chelsea fan, I would also not want to remember this. As a United fan, I would not want to remember this.
No, but I'll be honest with you. I'm not trying to hate, like, Liverpool, honestly, out of all the teams, it's the lesser evil. I prefer you guys winning the league over Man United, Arsenal, Man City. So it's okay. I can live with this. But I'm just being honest with you. I'm being a friend, and I'm gonna tell you the truth, which is it wasn't. There's nothing like to look back on this season. There was no breakout player. There's no star that stood out. No,
what do you mean, Salah breaking into the all-time record there?
Yeah, those longevity things. Yeah, fine, 100 appearances, whatever. those are the kind of, but we're talking about records which you'll remember, which will go down in the when Leicester won it.
Yeah, or no, Pep, no. I think I get the point you're trying to make.
Of Pep and Klopp going back.
Klopp
getting 98 points, Pep winning it with 100 points, 100 goals. Jose Mourinho taking it from the Invincibles in his first season there, announcing himself as the special one. Like, I mean, the seasons which we will talk about when we talk about EPL.
Your airtime is done. You're not saying anything. But anyway, back to the celebrations and the success. I mean, Salah currently leading the Golden Boot, 29 goals scored, fifth all-time top scorer with 185 goals scored. He's just 3 goals behind Andrew Cole and is in the top 10 most assists with 87, 5 behind Steven Gerrard, 6 behind David Silva, and 7 behind Dennis Kemp. Bergkamp, sorry. Haters gonna hate. But you're gonna be hearing about all of this as we get onto this show. But Mario, let's get it started. It's a very long game week. I mean, I was just having a look there, looking at how well I did this game week. Oh, the average is so low. I mean, you can tell the importance of having a chip, you know, holding on to the chips, because I think everyone else had, I think, essentially probably played their chip early, but we'll talk about that as well as we go into the show. But let's start with the results, Mario. You guys won. Chelsea 1-0 Everton. Your thoughts on that game? Were you impressed by the performance of Chelsea against Everton?
I was quite impressed by Sanchez, actually. Made some very good saves there, to be fair. Everton. Disappointed I left him on the bench. He turned nice points.
Yeah, no, he did. Solid 9, I think.
Yeah, solid 9 points at the 2 bonus points for those 6, for all those saves. I don't know how many saves he had.
Mm.
I had quite a few, three or four saves. So, from a clean sheet perspective, it was good. Palmer blanked again. He's having a torrid end to the season. I started like a house on fire, and it's going to get more difficult as we play Liverpool at home.
And you're going to give us the God of Honor.
We're going to have to give you guys the God of Honor, unfortunately. And hopefully you guys are sleeping in that game. You celebrated at home.
Still hanging from the champagne.
Hopefully hanging from the champagnes. And you guys are coming to Stamford Bridge. I'm sure you don't want to make that long bus ride to London, and then I hope we can just sneak over 1-0 victory over the line. That would go well to the cause of the Champions.
I was
League.
About to say that you guys need 3 points more than anything, and hopefully you are lucky. I cannot really bet against it happening. You guys being sharper and being more hungrier than we are. We shall see. But regarding FPL, you spoke about Palmer not returning. I saw you brought him in there. I think you were hoping that something would happen. But, I mean, Everton has been really good. On the contrary, I brought in Pickford as my goalkeeper.
Where was the logic in that? I mean, there were the options of Nick Pope. Jose.
So do you know why I didn't bring in Pope? I had Pope when I was busy putting. As I was putting my team together, right? Pope was there, and then I realized that actually I've exhausted my Newcastle assets, because I had Isak, I had Barnes, and then I had Livramento, and then I was like, I need to drop someone, and then I thought of dropping Pope out and brought Pickford. Pickford was a punt actually on my side, to be honest. Jose Sa. Now in hindsight, because he's sitting there with 9 points on your side, you can say that. But,
it's 12, actually, and I didn't have him. But I had him in my original selection, but then I thought, okay, Leno is a good shortstop. I think he's in the top 3 most saves. Southampton doesn't really have much to offer going forward. So I felt like it was going to be like a 1-0, 2-0 result. But yeah, Southampton jumped off to the races there. Smashed that early goal. But yeah, anyway. Yes.
But yeah, man, I mean, I don't want us to digress. Let's move on so that we're not jumping around these fixtures. But let's move on maybe to Newcastle then. Newcastle 3, 0 Ipswich. I don't think it's a surprise. The Newcastle assets did amazing. I saw you had Trippier there. Trippier was also on my initial draft. But last-minute transfers, Mario. I took him out and brought in Trent Alex. For some reason, I just thought Trent would do well, right? Which was close before we conceded. Obviously, it was the opening goal against Tottenham. Yeah, and then that clean sheet went away. But he had an assist. Considering the fact that had he kept a clean sheet and also had an assist, I think I would have still found that this was not the worst, you know, a decision to make. But I mean, now looking at it, and Sessegnon is there. Actually, they would have scored the same amount of points because Sessegnon also conceded. So I guess I was just a bit unlucky. No?
I was unlucky as well. I have Sessegnon on my bench, and obviously I thought like you that Alexander Arnold in it. I figured.
Oh, shit. You know, people would think that we basically conspired around these teams.
But I feel like everyone had a general team Trippier.
Yeah, you're right.
But actually, everyone had a Newcastle defender.
A Liverpool.
Ait Nori. I feel like Ait Nori was in 90% of the free hit teams. Surely, I feel like that was the case. But, and Sessegnon as well was in majority of the teams because he plays a forward position.
Correct.
But he played as a defender. But so I was going to put him in. Is there some FPL analyst told us that we should fear for minutes, and instead of going for my gut, I put him as a first sub.
My guy. I don't know why I decided to go for Trent, but like I'm saying, regardless of everything that made me decide on Trent, or rather both of us, I mean, we both have Trent there. We could have picked anyone. But had it not just been for that goal that we conceded, we would have been the same amount of points and wouldn't even be having this discussion.
That is true. Yeah, it's a punt for a reason, I guess.
Mm.
But anyway, Newcastle played well. Obviously, Ipswich Ipswich can only perform against Chelsea for some reason. But when it comes against other teams, they bend over or they drop the soap. So, yeah, they got what they deserved. Isak was my captain. I initially felt like captaining Cunha, but I saw Jamie Vardy's retiring speech, and I thought maybe they would try and fight for him. The Wolves have been in extremely good form. I mentioned this 5 weeks ago that when the turnaround started, I told you when Cunha got that red card in the FA Cup, I said that if Cunha was in this team, I promise you, would have been in the top 3.
So, are we moving on to the Wolves 3-0 against Leicester now? Nah.
Yeah, I figure we can pivot into that.
Yeah.
Well, the Wolves 3, Leicester 0. Great performance by Wolves. Great performance by Cunha with the double assist and the goal. Strand Larsen was also another consideration on my list.
I think it was my first sub.
He's been playing very well, even in Cunha's absence. And here and there, Ait Nori was an obvious one because he's one of the most attacking left backs in the Premier League. If not the most attacking left back in the Premier League, him and Cucurella are really up there for me. So, great result by Wolves. Leicester going down, obviously.
Jimmy
Vardy's last season. What a guy, what a player, what a legend. Hopefully he can go out with at least a goal or something in front of the home fans.
Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of Ait Nori, I've had Ait Nori for, I think, the past 3 games. I'm actually dating back. I have had him for quite some time. Whoa, he's been returning. I've had him from as early as Yeah, from as early as what I've had Cunha, I've had Antonori for some time. I can't go any further than this. I can, but I mean, out of the interest of time. Since game week 28, that's where I am with Antonori, and I think his performance has been very evident. He was a good scout, and he's been returning, so no surprises there. Obviously, just reiterating on everything that you mentioned, Mario. But I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed at you, given the fact that you and Cunha have hurt me before. And for me, this was a no-brainer, Mario. Having watched the previous game, because I looked at Cunha and him coming, I think he came off the bench and he was still able to score the free kick, the set piece. I don't know. I think they were playing against Man United, right? I'm not sure. I think they were playing against Man United. The late minute win.
No, I mean, like, it was set up for Cunha. Like,
everything was just set up for Cunha. And when I saw that you had him and you didn't captain him, I'm like, Mario, you and Cunha. Cunha has literally reincarnated you, bruh.
So many times, and my arm bench should have been on him. But I, for some reason, I thought Isak would like score a hat trick or like really mess up Ipswich. To be honest with you, I knew Cunha was gonna mess up Leicester.
Yeah,
I figured he would score like 2 goals or so. But I figured they would cancel each other out. But I thought Isak has been playing more regularly. He's the safer bet. But I guess I was wrong. He even got the early sub. So, that was unfortunate.
No, it is what it is. We spoke a bit about Southampton. They are down. They've been relegated. And Fulham winning there, I think, again, I mean, if you've been doing your homework, you know that the likes of Iwobi are were no-brainer. I have him. You had him, you know, and we got rewarded. So, nothing much to talk about there. We've already spoken about Sessegnon Young. But there's the Bournemouth and Man United game. I see it ended as a 1-1 score, so basically a draw. I don't know if you watched that game.
No, I did not.
Neither did I.
United is not the most.
Neither did I.
Everything brand of football to watch.
Yeah, no, we've nothing against United.
Got a late winner. I mean, not the late equalizer.
Mm.
Hoyland scored again, I guess. From FPL perspective, I don't think there's much to look at United.
Yeah, but
they're probably more focused on Europa League and China get Champions League qualification through that. In terms of Bournemouth, Semenyo, Evan Nielsen with the assist, but he gets the red card, so it's double-edged sword there. But yeah, the usual is returning.
No, 100. I think you spoke about Semenyo getting a red card. I don't know if you were
Semenyo, Evan Nielsen.
Evan Nielsen.
I said Semenyo got the goal.
Okay.
Then Evan Nielsen got the red card, which is a double-edged sword.
Hundreds, all right. Yeah, no, nothing much to discuss there. And then, obviously, the fixture of the weekend, Liverpool 5-1, I think we also spoke about that one. Not surprised. I mean, Tottenham has been Tottenham. On and off, it's a yo-yo. I mean, to my surprise, Tottenham are still, what, let's see. Oh, okay. This reflects their performance. I see they're 16th. I almost thought they're in the top 10. I was like, how is Tottenham in the top 10? Because I think they've just been terrible. 3 losses back-to-back, 1 win in the past 5, and it's just been downhill for them, eh?
Yeah, no. I don't see how that's a fixture of the weekend, but okay.
Of course, you won't see it as a fixture of the weekend. I mean,
first, we all knew we were going to Anfield.
What other fixture? What other fixture was the fixture of the weekend in your opinion?
We knew Liverpool is going to Anfield.
What other fixture was the fixture of the weekend? With everything considered, which other fixture was the?
Even Wolves and Leicester.
Leicester that are relegated and Liverpool that have won the title. Can you see that we're just saying one of the same thing?
Brighton and West Ham. West Ham is fighting to get out from the.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, Spurs has been dismal. They've been poor. They've been horrible. They've been weak. They're in shambles. Like, they're everything. you don't want your football club to be.
Yeah.
So, hey, I don't even know. And apparently they don't have money to spend in the transfer window. As said, they told said that they will have to sell players in order to buy new ones.
Because they will... those players keep coming and going, but the recruitment is terrible there.
Because... I don't know if they're going to sell to who, because I don't see any assets. Maybe Papi Sarr, they might get something out of him, but I don't see them getting
No, that's going to be tough. Also, the market is not as you say. Yeah.
Ives, Basuma, maybe it's another
one. Yes, I think Basuma, maybe he could get a deal out.
Maybe 30, 40 for him. But other than those two, Son, maybe. But if they sell Son, then they're really, really doomed.
Yeah, they are doomed. I think they
But I think they might want to sell Richarlison, but I don't see a club spending any real money on buying Richarlison. Hey, so it's a bad situation at Spurs. Liverpool got the obvious win. FPL asset-wise, they have nothing else to play for. They might be Baba Last, which is hangover in South African dirty town. But they might be hangover from the victory. So I don't know. I wouldn't load up on Liverpool assets. But yeah. I'd maybe just keep Salah.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe just a reminder that most of the managers also would have triggered their, what is this, free hit, right? So it will be defaulting back to or rather they will be going back to default settings. So if, yeah, as you said, I mean, some of us, you and I, we have two assets there. Maybe some have three assets there, like the likes of Luis Diaz, maybe. Yeah, not a good idea to probably bring them back in. Besides Salah, who's chasing, obviously, the or rather climbing up the all-time goal scorer table there. But Mario, let's move on.
What Salah should be gunning for is two assists so that he can have Thierry Henry's 2020 record and also try for one more assist so he can have the assist record at 21, because the assist record is currently 20, because Kevin De Bruyne and Thierry Henry.
Yeah, I think that's all he's playing for now, Salah. And I think the team will be behind him in terms of... Okay, well, not that he doesn't get penalties and whatever.
No, I mean, he needs those three assists. Mm. Penalties won't help him in that regard, I guess.
Mm. Which he's capable of. I mean, he's capable of that. As long as maybe we still have... who's this? Luis Diaz. He seems to always get to the end of the assists and the likes.
I like well played. From the few minutes that I saw
you,
Gakpo.
Yes, also Gakpo. Sorry, how can I forget Gakpo? So as long as there's no Darwin Nunes, Salah can be certain that he's gonna get his three assists with the four remaining games. Okay, right, Mario. I think in terms of green red arrows, both of us are sitting on greens. I don't know on your side. I mean, okay, I see you have a few neutrals. Or just two. You have two neutrals there. Three neutrals. But everything else is green.
Yeah, I messed up. I should have kept in Cunha. I was skeptical about putting Harvey Barnes in because of Gordon. So, I should have... brought in Sessegnon instead because I knew he had the double potential of scoring or assisting and keeping a clean sheet.
Yeah, that's an hindsight. It's tough. It's tough to field a four defensive lineup. I mean, it hasn't been the trend this season, so you would have really, really been going bold.
No, but then it's not bold because he plays in the forward position.
Hundreds. I agree.
So playing him is better than playing a forward, even though he can't, because he gets the chance of the. Clean sheet, even though he's playing.
I mean, you had those thinkings. I'm sure you thought about it. You thought about it, and at the end, you still made the decision to say, you know what, I'll go 3-4-3 rather than going 4-3-3, because that is you're likely guaranteed more returns in this formation, and we've seen it, which is why it's the most adopted formation, right? In hindsight, it's easier to say that.
Sessegnon brings that dilemma of what Lundstrom once brought if we remember a few seasons ago, when a lot of managers had Lance Charm in the team because he was playing in midfield, but he was listed as a defender. And he was getting the odd goal and assist here and there. If you remember Lance Charm for...
No, I remember from... what's this team? What was this team, man?
That Luton Town. Something like that.
Was Lance Charm from Luton Town? No, it wasn't Luton Town. He was with that team that had Robert Snodgrass. Isn't it the same class?
Hey, but anyway, yeah. I think the listeners get my point.
Yeah, no, hundreds. But I think I mean, we did exceptionally well, Mario. As I said earlier, I mean, someone could say we conspired on this team, but as you alluded to, most of us were likely running with the template, given the fact that we had the limited resources, and I think the players that are doing well, you could also easily identify them. And when you throw them in together, even though you have one or two differences, it was essentially coming down to your substitution, either your subs or your captain choice. I think you'd agree with me there, Mario. Had things just turned a bit, you know, it could have gone either way. I mean, as you said earlier, you could have brought in Sessegnon Young for Barnes. You could have kept in Cunha, you know, on the other side. I mean, the same. I could have decided to keep Sessegnon Young and kept in Cunha. You know, it could have gone either way.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Dembele just took out a beautiful goal. But anyway.
I was wondering what the heck is that, Mario?
What
sound is that? No, man, let's get on the show. Anyway. So that I can also go catch the game. But
I agree with you on that note.
All right. So let's move on. Speaking of the points scored, currently I'm sitting on 80 points. As I said, at Captain Cunha, who gave us 30 points. Mario sitting on 79 points, having Captain Isak, who gave him 12 points. There's not going to be any difference between this score, regardless of the fact that Brentford and Notting still play. Both of us have Mbeumo, and none of us have captained him. So we, whatever he gives us, it's you'll have come.
Looking at your luggage, as long as I stay ahead of Morangi,
that is all that matters. That is all. It's personal, bro. I'm sure every time you look at my team and you realize, damn it, games are running out. Huh? We made a bet. Don't forget, we made a bet. The listeners were there. It's on YouTube. So yeah, man. That's going to be another one of you buying me a beer and a burger there, my friend. As things stand, obviously. But let's look at the standout players. We see Trippier currently leading as king of the game week with 15 points. He managed to get two assists, kept a clean sheet, and his market value is sitting at 5.7 million. This is Trippier, who over the past few seasons we know he's been one of the hottest properties in FPL. So his current ownership is 5.7%. And then second is Cunha. We spoke about Cunha and, his consistency and how you can actually predict his performance by how this man is just one of the best strikers, in my opinion, in the Premier League. 15 points as well, two goals, currently sitting on 5.9 million. I don't think that is correct. That doesn't look correct. 7 million, sorry. Yes, doesn't look correct. 7 million. That's his current market value. And he's owned by 2% of managers. That also doesn't seem right. 13.5%, that's the correct number. 13.5% is the number of managers that were able to get those 15 points.
The free hit, does it not play with the numbers a bit?
That's the thing. I'm actually quite curious that these numbers, are they a reflection of the fact that we're playing free hits? Because I highly doubt these numbers are the way that they are. Maybe the game doesn't update them based on chips being played.
Yeah,
because they're way too low. It's. I mean, we almost all have these players, and then we also see Dan Burn from Newcastle. 11 points, he scored a goal.
Got a goal there.
And kept a clean sheet, yeah.
Pepe was on fire, though. I forgot to shout him out in that Newcastle game, reviving his career from the dust like a phoenix.
Hey, bro. And I think it's his second goal back-to-back, nah. He scored one last weekend where they lost, I think they lost 4-1 to Aston Villa. He scored that individual goal, and now he scores again. So now, shout out to Dan Byrne there. But yeah, Mario, maybe just a recap of the chip strategies. I think anyone who's been following these chip strategies, I think most of them have been really working well. I myself, as I said, I've been applying the same strategy. I think I'm running with chip strategy number one. If you remember when we dropped this episode on chip strategies, we've been reiterating over it. So for all the managers that still have chips, I think you guys will definitely have loved, you know, their strategies. But if you look at all of them, I mean, including the fourth one, which is not on our list, which is Mario's custom one, it also still recommended playing a free hit, which he did. He got 79 points. And he scored heavily, heavily, sitting, I think, well above the average, which is 38 points. So, yeah, man, shout out to all the managers that are following either one of these strategies. And hopefully those that didn't play it, if they had a free hit, they have a different strategy. I don't know. Wherever you're going to play it, if you're still going to play it, may it reward you as handsomely as all the managers that decided to play their free hit in game week 34. And we know that the next chip strategy for the first strategy, which is the balanced strategy, it's saying that triple captain in game week 36. Yeah, we still have triple captains. I think that's the only chip I have left. I don't know, Mario, do you have any other chip on your side?
Let's see. I've got wild card, triple captain, bench boost.
Ah, you still have a bench boost. Damn it. I just have to watch out for that one. We'll see if I can defend that one. I'm fine. Captaincy, I think I've picked up that I have a better
wild card as well. Yeah, you're gonna ignore that.
What is that?
I've got a wild card as well. You're gonna ignore that.
I'm not a friend of your wild card. one thing I can tell you about a wild card, right? A wild card tends to do the opposite of what you want. You might even score less than the team that you had. In my opinion, this season I've been trying to. I think I've been vocal about this. I've been trying to break into the top 1 million. Which, by the way, I managed to do it this game week. So I'm quite proud of myself for achieving that target. Although I'm well above below where I want to be in the mini leagues, but I just broke into the top 1 million. So I'm currently 1,896,000. Yeah. So besides that, the point that I wanted to make, if you go to FPL Hub and you punch in your team code, it will tell you, it will show you a line, a plotted chart. So a plot chart, I think that's what they call it. When I played my wild card, literally I just dropped, and that's where I started falling behind from the trajectory that I was making. And it's the second time it happens in a season. Or rather, in the past few seasons where I play a wild card and I just mess up.
The problem is you don't know how to use a wild card.
We shall see. I think that statement will be valid once you play yours, Mario. We're going to compare when I played mine, when you played yours, look at the points, and also where you finish. So let's keep that one there. Look forward to seeing how your team will turn out when you play the wild card. But yeah, Mario, you have a wild card, so you have the upper hand in terms of probably closing the gap between you and I and wherever you want to finish in the rest of your mini leagues. I think we can move on, Mario. Upcoming fixtures. Game week 35 is upon us. I currently have Manchester City versus Wolves, Aston Villa versus Fulham, Chelsea versus Liverpool, Palace versus Nottingham, and there's also Brighton versus Newcastle. I don't know which of these fixtures are you eyeing, or the ones that you can probably advise, or that we can tell the managers to look out for in terms of the assets that they can bring in, you know, in terms of maximizing the opportunities there.
You mentioned some pretty good fixtures there. Obviously, I feel like Wolves is better than what people give it credit for, and they might give Man City a big shock. If Man City is not careful, I'm hoping Brighton can get the jump over Newcastle, and Palace can give Forest a hiding, because Palace is much better than what they think. But I mean, like, there's no easy games. I feel like it's gonna be a low scoring group, low scoring game week. I think Aston Villa versus Fulham is interesting for me, because I think Aston Villa will want to bounce back. Fulham is liable for leaking a goal or two. I think Everton might give Ipswich a chance, get some morale in their shoes there. Arsenal is focusing on the Champions League, and if they lose tonight, seeing as they're already losing 1-0, they're probably going to rest even more of their players. Bournemouth might get the jump on Arsenal. Brentford is probably going to spank Man United, so I'd probably have great move or re-sign my team for that one. West Ham probably going to bounce back against Spurs. I can see a Bowen goal there. And then, yeah, I think that's about the long shot of it on the fixtures coming up that I see.
And captaincy, who are you eyeing? I mean, where are the opportunities? Maybe I can just show my cards on my side. I mean, I think that Crystal Palace and Notting fixture, I think this is going to be a good fixture. Palace at home, you know, Notting away. I think Chris Wood is coming back. But yeah, I think this is just going to be a nice fixture. The one that I think for me, I'd personally really be looking forward to. Second to obviously the Liverpool versus Chelsea game, but Mateta as a captain choice, Cunha against Manchester City. I know Manchester City are fighting now to stay in the top four, and I think they, as we spoke about earlier, they are definitely one of the candidates to finish in the top four, in my opinion, or rather in our opinion, as we've shared. But Cunha, that doesn't mean that Cunha cannot score against Manchester City. This man is as I said earlier, is one of the best strikers in the Premier League. But yeah, captain choices on your side?
Yeah. Nottingham Forest, Man City probably have the best games to end the season. But for a captain choice, I'd probably go differential. There's nothing really out there. But Salah could mess up Chelsea if he's overexcited, and Chelsea do tend to leak, or it could be a close game, maybe in 0-0, maybe 1-0, either way. So I'd probably go for a differential in the form of I'm really feeling Mbeumo for some reason.
But I'm sure you're going to be monitoring the fixture on Thursday, no?
Man United versus
No. The what is Brentford playing still in this game week?
Nottingham Forest, and of course, I'm hoping Brentford can put hands on Forest. I think that's very possible, very possible.
And it's a must win for Forest. Honestly, I feel like they're falling like a yo-yo.
Fallen, but I guess.
Wow, as you said, fallen. They have fallen outside of the top five.
Then number six. So, if you had told them that they'll finish the season in playing Europa League at the end of it, or in sixth, I'm telling you, they would have said, we can shake on it right here, right now. We'll take that deal. So, I mean, that's why they dropped it. They've dropped it. They are now, because they don't have the capacities or the facilities for that. I think Forest, I think, will probably give Chelsea some leeway if they lose to Palace. They might beat Leicester. They probably will beat Leicester. They can very well beat West Ham. And then I think it comes down to the final game when they play Chelsea. But yeah, captain choice, Mbeumo and Beto as a differential against Ipswich. I would say who from Aston Villa? Salah as well also a good pick. And then someone from Villa.
Okay, Salah against Manchester. Sorry, against Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good pick, I won't lie.
Solid. Yeah, man, I think I definitely agree with that analysis, Mario. And I think most of the managers as well will definitely take this one as a good one going into this one. But Mario, I think we're coming to the end of this episode. Maybe just quickly looking into our mini league, we see that JP sits at the summit. JP sits at the summit, class of 24, currently sitting on 2,312 points. 2,300 points. 300 points. I was looking at this, calculating with where I am. I mean, this guy is literally 300 points ahead, Mario. No matter what chip we can play. What can you do to catch up to 300 points? Maybe a triple captain, Salah scores 5, 6.
Yeah, triple captain, Salah scores. Yeah, but you'd have to score.
You have to score 3, at least assist 3.
No, but I mean, the problem is you would have to, if JP also captain Salah.
Yeah, it cancels out.
It cancels out.
At least, yeah. And
so Salah would have to score 300 points.
Yeah, you need a solid differential for the remainder of the games, as well as luck that whoever the leaders pick does not outscore or, you know, score anything of significance, to be honest.
I've shaken JP's hand in my head. That ship had long sailed from me. The one I'm looking at is you. The other one was
I'm at your side, sir. You have your what do you call that red target? That laser thing.
You're in my crosshairs, so.
Give it your best shot, Mario. Give it your best shot. You ain't seeing nothing.
Basically, I'm gonna try and use two chips to cover the 40-point difference.
No, I'm in the top three. I've never finished outside of the top three in this league specifically. I need to be very clear. Not game week 39. The other one that me and Mario are in personally. Founded back in. That was many, many years ago. But, Mario, as I said, let's see how it goes. You have done it before, but just, this is not going to happen again. You might as well just forget. But, Mario, let's finish. Let's wrap up. I think just a reminder of the deadline, right? The deadline for Game Week 35 is Friday the 2nd of May. The season is over, guys. Once May hits, the season is over. So, yeah, man, the season is done. Liverpool are champions, but I think there's still so much exciting football to be played. I mean, in terms of the top four, as we've been discussing here, it's very tight. I think from sixth all the way to, you know, second. I still believe Arsenal is not guaranteed. Or is it guaranteed? I think they said if they win, they are guaranteed Champions League, but probably finishing, I think, second and third is not yet guaranteed. Yeah, I think that is the case. So exciting times. The deadline is at 7:30 p.m. this Friday, 2nd of May. So make sure you have your teams ready and everything is sorted. Maybe we can also just let our listeners know, our subscribers know, that this is only on audio. So you'll have to be sticking to audio. There's no video for this episode. We'll be coming back on video next week on the next episode. So if you guys are listening to this and you probably want to pop in to YouTube to pick it up from there, unfortunately this week we are not on video, simply because I am actually recording this all the way from Limpopo. So yeah, man, I think we still need to invest on, you know, those comms in terms of getting, or rather the technology, to be able to connect us regardless of the geolocation in which we are at. But Mario, I think in closing, I think you can wrap this one up for us.
Yeah, The season is almost up, like you said. Win it, it's May. You know, it's almost over. But hey, we have the FIFA Club World Cup to look forward to in June. So it just be like 2 or 3 weeks with no football. But actually, I think the Champions League final end of May. So it won't be that bad. We won't be that long without football. So FPL, just stay concentrated. It's a lot of slipping can happen, especially towards the end of the season when managers do tend to lose focus. To all my Arsenal fans that are listening, you thought you could win Champions League with Michael Moreno as a striker. Come on. Take it seriously. And like I always say, men lie, women lie. But numbers never lie, baby.
Yeah, you heard. Numbers never lie. You should check the scoreboard. But yeah, man, I think from us, we're calling it. And we shall catch you guys in the next episode. Cheers.
Peace.